Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you should go to my website and use it to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out the poll question right there on the home. Every week, check out our video, a new video every week, sometimes more than every week. And of course, you can subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions on any topic under the Small Business Sun right there. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, including the body of work, the immense body of work that Ted Fishman has deposited with us over the last several years. He's been a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of China Inc., a watershed book on that country, Shock of Gray, a book, a literal force on the aging of the globe. And I mean, folks, if you love demographics, and you should start paying attention, more attention to demographics, you got to read Ted's book. Ted, thanks again for hanging out with us. TedFishman.com, is that right?
TedCFishman.com.
TedCFishman.com. And and of course, the other books are available wherever books are sold. Ted, we're talking about Indonesia. You've got a serious history there with the country, having lived there. You speak the language. You know the president. You and Hewitt and the press are texting back and forth all the time. What are the challenges to Indonesia over the next few years, including a regime change? And a change in presidency over the next 2 years or so, and in a couple of years. And what is the impact on Indonesia's success on China? Does China feel threatened by Indonesia?
Yeah, I don't think China feels threatened by Indonesia. But some of the challenges Indonesia faces are the same as China. You know, I'd say the number one challenge in Indonesia is corruption on the official level at every level of government.
Is the current president trying to get rid of that, or is he part of the problem?
Well, there's a lot of unresolved cases in Indonesia that kind of circle around the president's circle, but so far he himself is not implicated directly in anything. And so far, absent of evidence to the contrary, I believe that. I'll know differently when everyone else does. Mm-hmm. But one of the casualties of democracy is that democracy came to Indonesia so fast before the institutions matured. So there's no courts to decide contract disputes legitimately or credibly. Local government is very mobbed up with business communities, and the political system itself is very, very dependent on money, including money that goes directly to voters in advance of elections. And it's a big lesson in nation building. You know, if we want democracies to spread across the world, you know, we can get people to vote. But sometimes when you just get people to vote, but there's no good legal system behind the votes do is buy off people and consolidate power rather than destroy
power. The American system and Western ethics, Western system of liberty and ethics, really started in the 12th century with Richard II. If you think about it, one of the first Plantagenet kings. I mean, that goes all the way back, you know, over a thousand years or so, and it built up over a lot of years, long before America had a Bill of Rights. England had a Bill of Rights. So what you're talking about is something, a notion, an ideal that's only, you know, 10 or 15 years old over there.
And I think what you're saying, you know, is that you require patience, and we all require patience in order to see these countries take shape. You know, you can't judge them just as a snapshot of their future.
America, it took America 13 years to create a constitution.
And we had the, you know, people say places like China or Indonesia are the Wild West, you know, that it's frontier justice, you know, and frontier justice is part of our, it's just a lifetime or two ago here.
It is interesting, though, to see the difference in ethical thinking. And folks, I'm not being disparaging here. I'm just talking about the difference in the way people think about ethics in different parts of the world. So, Ted, I got about a minute and a half. Last thoughts on all this.
Well, I think for us, when we think about the developing world, we often have our attention focused on China. Indonesia has two big things China doesn't. It has a layer of religious experience and a very vibrant democracy. It is a place for us to turn if we need an alternative to China for whatever reason, labor markets, political allies, whatever, and it's overlooked and it demands all of our attention.
Right. Well, tell us about how it's going to fare as a competitor to China.
It will probably be a complement to China. People will have lots of low-wage factories in China. They'll sell to China, but Indonesia has the bodies. It can fill big factories. It can be your alternative in a global supply chain.
Right, right. What else do we need to know about them?
I think you need to know that they are one of the resource giants of the world. Part of their economic engine is driven by their vast reserves of coal, of timber, of palm oil. Palm oil is something most Americans don't know how very important it is. It's a huge part of the global economy. It's going to power Indonesia's consumers and its growing middle class, which is now 50 million strong.
Right, right. Hey, Ted, thank you for being here. Good job. Thanks for a great report on Indonesia. Will you come back again real soon?
Oh, I'd be delighted. Thank you, Jen.
Ted C. Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. TedCFishman.com is the website in the book, Shock of Gray and China Inc. Be sure to, you need both of those books. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.